And we are here back in the Conlin Center. I'm Alex Swan. Alongside with me is Mike Temple for game two of the preseason Penguin Conference Challenge. And the Dominican Penguins will host the Cal State East Bay Pioneers, who are coming off their first game. They beat Montana State 86-80, and Dominican dropped their game to Cal State Stanislaus 60-58. And to a big reason of that, Mike, was a slow start. How can the Penguins rebound and start quickly tonight?
Yeah, you can't score 19 points in the first half and hope to keep up with this run and gun Cal State East Bay offense. They really like to shoot, even with their bigs. They like to stretch the floor. So the Penguins need to make sure that they're getting out quick and getting good looks early on. So that way in the second half, they don't have to play catch up the whole time.
And two guys that have really strived against this Pioneer team have been Taplin and Hayes in the past, especially last year in their two games. Hayes last night was held 1-for-7 from downtown. Penguins will sure to get him some decent looks along with Schwartz, Emiston, deep. Taplin, however, though, 13, and I think a big key tonight is have him stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, these two teams did meet twice last year with the Penguins taking both matchups. The first one 110-106 in double overtime. And that was back at the Collin Center right in the tip-off of the season. Then they beat him a week later, 84-70 in the second match. And it was really Taplin and Hayes who got him going, scoring double digits in both those games for the Penguins last year. So we'll see if they can do the same, try to lead the Penguins to their first victory of the season.
And we will step aside momentarily for the national anthem. Well, it was a tale of two different stories last night. For the Pioneers, they had 10 assists and only turned the ball over 5 times. Opposing to Dominican, they turned the ball over 21 times to only 12 assists. They will definitely try to turn that around tonight. Starters for the Cal State East Bay Pioneers at point guard will be the 5'7 senior from St. Joseph Notre Dame, Jakari Whitfield. At shooting guard, it will be number 15, the 6'2 junior from Yakimili Valley Community College, Jawan Springfield. At small forward will be number 23, Nick Greaves, the 6'4 senior from Aptos. At power forward will be Ryan Okudebonier, the power forward, 6'8 senior from Huntington Beach. And at center will be number 25, Jack Pasquini, the 6'8 junior from Scotts Valley. For your Dominican Penguins, at point guard, number 24, the sophomore 6'3 guard out of Fountain Valley, California, will be Josh Armstrong. At shooting guard, it's the senior, number 21, Dominique Taplin from Alameda. At small forward, it will be number 30, Matt Hayes, the 6'2 junior from Yuba City. At power forward, number 23, Josh Ramirez, the 6'6", 200-pound forward from Chino, California. And at center, big number 55, Matt Lipsky, the 6'10", senior from Ashland, Oregon. That will round out your starting five from each team. Coach Booker T. Harris in his fourth season, and Coach Gus Arginal in his second season for Cal State East Bay. And from the two games, especially the one here in the Conlin Center, Mike, Cal State East Bay took Dominican into overtime last time these two teams played.
Yeah, and they really rely on their guard play. And like we said in the pregame, even their bigs like to shoot threes. So the Penguins, knowing that on defense, like they learned from last year, they're going to really look to hedge, try to get over the screens, not let these shooters get free. And mainly Nick Greaves, he scored 19 points yesterday. We know what kind of shooter he can be. So we'll see if Matt Hayes can check him at the guard position.
If you remember last year, the two main scorers were Gabe Kindred along with Whitfield, and now it's Greaves. So we're ready to tip it up. And the Pioneers are going to win the jump. They're going to attack the southern end. Springfield into the front court. He swing it back to Pasquini. Left wing. He's trapped. Now Springfield has it again. Dumped down into the low post. Now kicked out Pasquini in the corner for three. It's short, and Hayes has got the rebound. Pushes it, and he's quickly cut off by Springfield. Around the horn to Ramirez, looking to post Lipsky early. Kicked out across court to Taplin. Drives inside, puts up a floater. It's short. Coming out is the Pioneers. There's Greaves. Transition three. It's long. And the Penguins did well to get back. Armstrong has the rebound.
And that's well within Nick Greaves' range. Fortunate for the Penguins. Bounced off the back of the rim.
Trying to go coast to coast is Armstrong. He's cut off. Finds Hayes. Deep three early. And it's long. Boarded by Pasquini.
Hayes quite yet hasn't found his stroke. 1-for-8 on the season from behind the arc.
Here's Jawan Springfield, picked up by Armstrong nearly by half court. Double screen. Now wide open in the corner for three. No good. Taplin had the rebound as Jared Jordan found himself wide open, pushing his Armstrong down low to Lipsky, and he lays it in.
Good job by Lipsky to go straight over the much shorter point guard, Jawan Springfield, to finish for the first 2 points of the night.
Pasquini has it at the top, looking for Jordan on the left wing. Now they post up. Quick fadeaway jumper is good. Ryan Okundabonye found himself open down the baseline and elevated over Lipsky. Game tied at 2 with 18 left in the first half.
Yeah, he got into foul trouble early last night, so didn't get to play too much, but still finished with double digits in points with 13.
Taplin trying to get into the key, cut off by Jordan. Dumps it down to Lipsky. And he kicks it back out to Taplin. 15 on the shot clock. Now over to Hayes in the corner. Armstrong calling for the ball, and he'll set it up. Top of the key, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Lipsky. Swings it now to Ramirez down the baseline, and he walked. First turnover of the night for the Penguins. And Pioneers will have possession with 17:48 left. Springfield walks it across. Gets the signal from Arginal. Greaves left wing, checked by Hayes. Quick kick to Jordan. Now back to Springfield. Quick ball fake, tries to get inside, and a blocking foul is called on Lipsky. That's his first.
Yeah, crafty move there by Springfield, getting to the block and then staying patient and really trying to attack the rim. Lipsky couldn't move his feet quite quick enough, getting the foul there.
Springfield will inbound underneath. Can't find anyone. Nearly a 5 second count. Now he finds Jordan in the corner and he cans a three. So a near turnover turns into 3 points for Jordan and the Pioneers. It's 5-2.
And their bigs like to shoot. That's Jordan. A swing 3-4. Got it wide open in the corner. Was able to knock it down.
Hayes rising fire. He's short. Ramirez crashing the offensive rebound underneath. Spins. Tries to lay it in. It goes off the rim. And now an over-the-back foul is going against Lipsky. That's his second early. And the big man has picked up two fouls within 3 minutes. And now Carl O'Neill is going to have to check in.
Matt Hayes is getting quality looks wide open from his range at the three-point line. Just hasn't been able to knock him down quite yet.
Penguins showing a little pressure. It's Taplin and Armstrong in the backcourt. They showed this last night. They like to go with the three-quarter court trap. Greaves finds Jordan. He walks it across the timeline. Now he gives off to Lipsky. He tries to knife his way into the defense floater. Leaves it long. Off the iron. Battle for the rebound, and we got a kick ball. And it will stay with the Pioneers, and the shot clock will reset.
Penguins got to do a better job of boxing out. Springfield was able to follow his shot. No one was there, but Ornair had to kick it to be able to keep the ball with the Pioneers. See if they can crash the boards a little bit better here.
Springfield inbound once again. And this time it's stolen away by Hayes. Good hands. Taplin up ahead of the court, and Armstrong tried to lead him, and it went off Taplin's hands and out of bounds.
back over to the Pioneers. That's Dominican's second turnover.
Springfield into the front court. Over in the right wing for Greaves. Long three. It's way short and out of bounds over to the Pioneers. And a quick trigger for Greaves, and he's 0 for 2 from downtown to start.
Penguins got to take better care of the ball. Like you said, 21 turnovers last night. Already two here, only 4 minutes into the game. They got to make sure that they're taking care of the ball.
Around the horn, Ramirez finds Armstrong. Armstrong gets a Ramirez screen. Almost walked with it. Arginal was on the sideline jumping up and down wanting to travel. Now Hayes in the right corner. Gets a Ramirez screen. Slips to the bucket. Now he dumps it down to Armstrong. Pump fake up and under and lays it in.
Good ball movement. The extra pass from Ramirez to get Armstrong wide open and a nice reverse layup. Finish for two.
Basquini into the front court. Now over to Greaves. His pass was deflected but into Springfield's hands and he'll set it up. 20 on the shot clock. Tries to put the moves on Ramirez. He's cut off. Now to Greaves. Thought about a three. Puts it on the deck. Fade away from 15. Good defense by Taplin. Ball batted out. Comes to Armstrong. Penguins have numbers. 2-on-1. Gives off to Ramirez. Up and under. He lays it in.
I really like the way Armstrong's come out and played here early on. Nice job leading the break and finding Ramirez once again.
So Springfield pick and roll with Basquini. And we have a foul underneath. And this looks like it's going against Orner, battling with Oku Nabonye. And that's his first foul. It's 6-5 Dominican, 15:29 left in the first half. Media timeout. We'll be back on radio.dominican.edu. Hey!
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. Hey! Hey! So show me family. Hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. Hey. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweet home. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweet
Coming out of the media timeout, the Penguins lead the Pioneers 6-5. And Jakari Whitfield checks into the ballgame, and he's set to inbound underneath the northern baseline. Gets it into Jordan. Now back to Whitfield. Setting up Oku Nabonye underneath. Triple team, but he lays it in. Nicely done by Oku Nabonye down low. Schwartz Emerson also in. Finds Orner at the top of the key. Sets a pick for Taplin. In a collision between Orner and Oku Nabonye. And we'll see who this foul's going on. It's against the Pioneers. And it's going against Jordan.
And on the other side, Oku Nabonye is really a threat both to shoot the jumper and you saw what kind of inside move he has there. Let's see if Orner can really lock down and cause some problems for Oku Nabonye.
Taplin gets the ball in to Schwartz Edmondson. Now comes off two screens. Kicks out to Schwartz Edmondson. Now it's over into Armstrong's hands. He finds Ramirez. 20 on the shot clock. Taplin up top, attacks it. Jordan, good defense. It was blocked. And the Pioneers will come the other way. Greaves has it. Now finds Whitfield in the right corner. Cross court pass in the left corner. Pasquini, a three, short. Armstrong rips down the board. He pushes coast to coast. No one stopped the basketball, but he missed the layup. Ball's loose, Greaves tries to dive for it, and he earns a timeout for the Pioneers. It's 7-6 Pioneers, that's their first timeout of the night.
And so far, Mike, both teams back and forth playing good defensively.
Yeah, neither team shooting it particularly well. Both teams getting the kind of looks that you want. Really mid-range jumpers, just not cashing in on them. That's why the low scoring first half to this point. But I really like the way that the Penguins have come out and kind of answered last night's game. They started out slow, only scoring 19 points in the first half. Really had no rhythm early on. I think that was kind of a point of emphasis for this coaching staff. Come out hot and kind of play your basketball like you did in the second half of last game.
Well, this time tonight, it was Lipsky who gets in foul trouble early rather than Taplin. What does that do for the interior presence of the Penguins?
We saw what kind of presence he could be on both the offensive and defensive side. He already had a couple rebounds, and he had 2 points chipped in with his nice patience move down low. So he really does it all for the Penguins down low on both sides of the ball. We'll see if Ornaire and Bates now can step up and kind of be that big body that he was early.
Whitfield has it across midcourt. Penguins in the 2-3 zone. Pioneers working it around the perimeter. Greaves, touch pass to Whitfield. Now back to Greaves. Right wing, finds Whitfield, momentarily stripped, kicked out Jordan, and he traveled.
Good defense by the Penguins there. They ran that zone, but when the zone collapses, they like to trap. Whitfield was guarded by three much taller Penguin defenders. He had to kick it out, and Jordan moved way too quickly. Good defense from the Penguins on that possession.
Taplin, top of the key. Schwartz-Emerson breaks out to the right wing. Now he has the ball. Takes Whitfield off the bounce. Cross-court pass to Hayes. Now he finds Taplin. Rise and fire, and he's got the three. 9-7, Penguins out in front. Whitfield trying to push. Good defense. Now Pasquini, top of the key. Lets a three go. Off the rim. Bates has the rebound. Taplin looking to push. Hayes in the front court. Little hook shot from 5 feet. Couldn't get it. And that ball hit the shot clock as Taplin came flying in and deflected it. It'll go over to the Pioneers.
And Taplin's kind of added that three-point game to his repertoire. We saw last night with a huge corner three to get him within one. I like the way Taplin's kind of extended his range and kind of forcing defenders to come out of him, because that's only going to give him more advantage because you know how quick he is to get to the hole. So really like how he's added that in the offseason.
Patrick Maher checks into the game for the Pioneers, and he's got the basketball. Now Jordan, right wing, checked by Hayes. Maher once again. Back to Jordan, top of the key. Bates has him on the switch. Now it's man-to-man. Penguins get out of the zone. Screen from Maher. Whitfield has it, lets it fly. It's short. Hayes with the rebound.
The Pioneers like to cast those threes.
Taplin on the attack. Crosses over on Jordan. Lays it off the window. And the foul.
Go to work, senior Taplin, doing it all. We saw his three-point game earlier, this time all the way to the rack on the taller Jordan. He goes soft with the left hand. Nice finish, now going to the line for one more.
So Taplin will step to the line, trying to convert the three-point play. 11-7, 12:52 left.
And Jordan picked up his second foul. That could be a big one, as he had a great night last night, and we know what kind of swing guard he could be.
Taplin converts. Penguins up by five. 12:50 left here in the first half. More three-quarter court pressure. Whitfield and Greaves break it. That's what the Penguins like to do. Melt the shot clock for the opposing team just a little bit and then fall back into their zone. It's Okun Nebonye down low, up and under, and he draws the foul on Bates. And he'll go to the line. And he posts it up. Ryan Ogudebonye, the 6'8 senior. 250, he's a big body.
Yeah, and he wasn't looking to pass at all. He went straight at Bates, gave him a little fake right, then went left. Elbowed Bates in the head, but Bates was the one getting called for the foul. Not happy about it as he's still talking to the ref. We know how Johnny Bates likes to chatter.
And he rattles out the first. Well, the new rule implemented 2 years ago in college basketball was if you throw the elbows trying to clear space, any contact you make, that's not only an offensive foul, but it's a flagrant one. And that results in two shots for the other team.
Yeah, that one wasn't too obvious, but it did hit Bates in the head, so I think that's why the refs didn't see it. But either way, missed both free throws, so the ball doesn't lie, I guess.
So 12-7. Hayes has it. Gets a screen from Ornaire. Now up top to Johnny Bates. Works it around to Schwartz-Emerson on the right wing. Gets a screen. Thought about a three. Now finds Ornaire, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Hayes has it. Gets a screen from Ornair. Down to seven. Taplin has it on the attack. Off the glass. It's no good. Bates on the boards. Fresh 35 for the Penguins. Now out to Hayes. Rise and fire. Can't hit the three. Left it a little short. Loose ball. Penguins and Pioneers on the ground. Taplin has it. Coming out of the pack.
Good hustle by Schwartz Edmondson to chase that one down.
Schwartz Edmondson kicks out to Hayes. Around the horn. Now on the right ring to Ornur. Three ball is a little bit deep. Whitfield has it on the rebound. And he can fly. Finds Okuda Bonnier running the floor. And a nice job from Whitfield to find Okuda Bonnier. It's 12-9. Hayes up top. Setting up the offense. Schwartz Edmondson, right wing, likes to operate from there. Finds Bates slipping to the bucket and a nice floater from Johnny Bates. It's 14-9.
Johnny Bates is the most animated player I've ever seen. After every shot, I like watching his reaction.
Got to get back on defense, though, because Greaves goes to the bucket, and he answers with his floater. So Bates, that was his man, and Greaves took him to the bucket. 14-11. Taplin in the corner, looking for a screen from Bates. Now kicks it to Ornur. He's going to try a three, and it's long. Tracked down by Greaves. And now he finds Whitfield. He looks to push. Tries to go all the way to the rack, and a body foul. This will be no shot. It's on the ground. This will go against Hayes.
And Whitfield might be the quickest player that the Penguins will see all season. Very short guard. I think he's around 5'6". Don't know what he's listed about on the roster. But he uses all that little lack of height to really just fly by the defenders, and he's so low to the ground, got a very good dribble. We'll see if the Penguins can kind of counter that with moving their feet extremely well tonight.
It's 14-11, Penguins up three. 10:34 remaining here in the first half, and we'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu.
I could remember everything inside of me. Just wanted to fit in. Oh, oh, oh. I was never one for pretenders, and everything I tried to be just wouldn't settle in.
Back in the Conlin Center. Out of the media timeout. Penguins up by three, 14-11. And Whitfield will inbound from the southern baseline. And it's picked off by Ramirez. Finds Taplin, trailing, trying to go coast to coast. Taplin off the window again, and the foul. Dominique Taplin. He is tough to guard once he puts his head down and goes to the hole.
Is he left-handed? Because he's been using that left hand extremely well the last two times getting to the paint. I mean, he must be ambidextrous because the way this guy's using both hands right now, purely impeccable. Nice finish. Can he now add one with the free throw?
He's one for one on the night. And now two for two. 17-11. Bobby Johnson has checked into the game for the Penguins. Taplin and Hayes show some backcourt pressure. They fall back into the zone. Springfield on the right wing. Now it's Norman. Norman, Whitfield, and Springfield all on the wings for the Pioneers. Now down to Marr. Kicked out to Springfield. Poked away from Hayes, but he's got it back. Nine on the shot clock. Now Marr has it. Deep three. Count the basket. But it's going to be an off-ball foul on Derek McIntosh. Down low as he shoved Ramirez. So it's a three-pointer for Marr. It's 17-14. But Derek McIntosh picks up his first personal.
And Marr at 6'7", was about 5 feet behind the three-point line, able to cast and hit nothing but net. Good range from the big man there.
Taplin will bring it in to the front court, guarded by Norman. And a lazy pass picked off by Marr. He's trying to go all the way. Oh, and he throws it down, and the foul. Tyler Marr picked off the pass from Taplin, and Ramirez tried to trail and swat it, but he took the contact and the flush. So 17-16, and Marr trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
And he comes in right off the bench, hits the three, then gets the steal, now going for a three-point play the hard way.
So he's got back-to-back three-pointers, one from deep and one with a hard flush. 17-17 just like that. This game is tied with 9:35 remaining. Short Semison in the right wing. We got a hand check foul on Whitfield.
And Whitfield got into early foul trouble against Montana State yesterday. That's why he didn't play too many minutes. So we'll see if he can kind of, he does like to use that hand to stay on those guards. So the refs are on that this year, like just like they were last.
That's a Pioneers 15 foul. Hayes coming off a down screen, gets into the lane, floats it up, off the iron. And a nice save by Hayes to get his own miss. And he found Bobby Johnson, but he walked with it.
And Matt Hayes just hasn't found that range quite yet. Last year, probably the team's all-around best shooter was Schwartz Evanston. This year, kind of struggling to get going in these first three halves, we could say.
Josh Armstrong checks in for Taplin. It's Hayes, Ramirez, Schwartz Edmiston, and Johnson out there with Armstrong. Quick trap on Whitfield, but he broke it. Sets up Norman. Now Springfield, right wing, northern corner. Kicked out to Norman, deep three, rimmed off, and a nice rebound from Schwartz Edmiston. Josh Armstrong comes to get the basketball. Tries to put the moves on McIntosh. Gets cut off. Now he found Bobby Johnson. Free throw line extended. One bounce, fade away, book it.
I like his offensive game. Johnson has a sweet jumper. He used the contact, able to fade away, create an open shot. Nice finish for two.
Penguins up by two, 19-17. 8:35 left. Springfield. Gets a screen from Whitfield. Now finds the cutting Marr off the window and puts it in. And the foul. Patrick Marr looking for his ninth point here in the first half.
Ninth point in about 2 minutes of action. He's done everything off the bench for Coach Arginal, and he's really gotten these Pioneers back in it, now tied.
So Gus Arginal needed some production off the bench, and Marr has delivered. His free throw attempt is in and out. And Johnson has the rebound. So 19-19 as Armstrong races into the front court. Hands off to Schwartz Edmiston. And he finds Bobby Johnson. 20-foot jumper on the way. Tried to bank it home. Probably was unintentional, and it was way long. Boarded by Whitfield. Trying to race across the timeline. Cut off. Kicked out to Marr. He wants another three. Oh, and he puts it in. 22-19, and it's been all Patrick Marr here in the first half. Matt Hayes goes behind the back, nearly a turnover as Ramirez had to track it down. Josh Armstrong. Schwartz Edmiston up top. Now Ramirez left wing. Dribble handoff to Armstrong. The ball went off his knee, and he recovers. 10 on the shot clock. Armstrong holds up one. He wants a screen from Johnson. 30 feet away from the bucket. Armstrong trying to get all the way in. Kicks out Hayes for three. It's long. Offensive rebound for Ramirez. His putback is no good. Johnson on another follow. He can't finish. Now at Springfield, he had it, but he ran with that basketball. And it looks like it's going to be a travel. One referee's got a foul call. One referee's got a travel call. So they're going to suit it out. And it is a travel. Well, hey, man, if you just took it off a pitch in football, you know, he's off to the races.
Yeah, definitely.
Shuffled the feet as he bobbled the basketball. Media timeout. Penguins up, down 22-19. And partner, it's all been Patrick Marr and also the struggle from three-point land from Dominican.
Yeah, when you only make one three and you're shooting eight, so you're 1-for-8 from behind the arc, things aren't going to go your way. I like the hustle on the offensive rebound side. They're getting good looks inside off the missed threes. Just not being able to finish them is kind of hurting them early on. And you touched on it. Patrick Marr off the bench doing everything for the Pioneers. He's hit two threes. He's getting to the line quite frequently. And he's keeping the Pioneers in this one now with a three-point lead. Quite the answer after the last media timeout.
And he's only a freshman at 6'7". And any time you can have a power forward like that stretch the floor, it just opens up so much space. And then you throw in the combination with the quickness of Jakari Whitfield, and now the Penguins are caught on their toes defensively.
Yeah, and you can see that the Pioneers want to attack and get quick offense pretty much every time down the court. They're looking for open threes, really trying to push fast break. And I think the Penguins kind of get caught off guard there as they're not used to that. They like to play the slow tempo game on the other side. So we'll see what kind of style wins out here in the Collins Center tonight.
For the Penguins, it's Dominique Taplin leading the way with 11 points. And on the other side, you can guess it's Patrick Marr. 4-for-4 from the field and 2-for-2 from downtown. And Ryan Okudobonye has 6 as he trails Marr in the scoring leaders. Play resumes. Taplin has on the right wing, tries to set up Ramirez, slipping to the bucket, and he turned it over as his pass was picked off by Whitfield. So quick, crosses over, gets in the front court, sets up Greaves, touch patch to Springfield, gets into the lane, quick pump fake, his floater is short, ball tipped out, comes to Bates. Now Armstrong has it again, finds Ramirez into the left corner, tries to set up Taplin going back door, he's stripped, ball on the deck, Bates comes up with it. He's trapped by Greaves, now up and under to the bucket. And I don't know if he was aware where he was on the floor, but he left it pretty short as it hit the underside of the rim.
Penguins are creating turnovers, just not scoring off them. Getting good looks, just can't finish.
6:25 remaining in the first half. Pioneers up 3. Whitfield gets a screen from McIntosh. Now finds Greaves. Into the right corner for Springfield. Drives baseline all the way to the bucket. Can't finish. Taplin rips down the board.
Let's see if Taplin takes it upon himself. He's the leading scorer for the Penguins with 11. Might try to just put it on his own shoulders. Kind of carry the scoring load here in the first half.
Ornere on the left wing. Penguins working it around the perimeter. Now it's Taplin with it on the right wing. Lob for Ramirez. Beautiful pass, but now he's doubled. Tries to go up strong, and he's rejected by McIntosh. Quick outlet to Whitfield. Turning on the Jets. Outlet. And he finds Springfield as he had a nice shovel pass in a battle down low. And we have a foul. And it's going to be a 1-1 attempt for the Pioneers. And it will be Patrick Marr. And Ornere's got his second. And here comes Lipsky.
And Marr crashed the glass there. Got rewarded as Ornere tried to reach in. Got called on the foul. His second, as he'll have to come out for Lipsky, who also has 2.
So Marr 1-for-2 at the stripe. His 1-1 is good. 2-for-3 on the night, and he'll get one more.
Penguins offense kind of slowed down after that hot start. Really not getting the kind of looks and finishing like we're used to.
Marr got the second, as he's got 13 first half points. Armstrong trying to cross over Whitfield, and Whitfield is all over him. Gets it into the front court, though. Now finds Taplin. They try to dump it down to Lipsky, but the pass was too far. Just out of the reach of Lipsky's hands. Turnover, and the Pioneers have possession. 11-0 run for Cal State East Bay. Looking to post up Marr. He spins, and he traveled.
That's the first bad thing that Marr's done all game. Really been effective off the bench. He travels there. Nice defense and trap there from Armstrong and Ramirez.
Inbound to Armstrong, and Whitfield's picking him up full court. It's an old-fashioned man-to-man full court press. Armstrong does well to break it. Now over to Taplin. Nice crossover. Hop step in the lane, and he'll go to the line. And Taplin, so quick, can finish with either hand like you alluded to, partner. He definitely worked on his game offseason, hitting the jumper now from outside. And that's exactly what the Penguins need.
And I think the Penguins are going to go this season as Dominique Taplin goes. Last night had to sit out most of the first half with foul trouble. They struggled, only scoring 19 points in the second half. He kind of went off and led the team in scoring. Here, same thing. Taplin's doing most of the scoring, kind of getting all the good looks for the Penguins. I think they got to ride him and really hope that he carries this team to where they need to be.
Taplin hit the first, and his second one is up and good. 4 for 4 from the stripe tonight, 13 points for Taplin. Inbound goes to Springfield, and he plays catch with Greaves as they advance it into the front court. Springfield has it again. He passes this to Whitfield. Now back to Greaves. Putting the moves on Armstrong. Good defense. Now the switch. Bates comes out to guard Greaves. The entry to Marr. Kicked out to Whitfield. 6 on the shot clock. Ball fake. Dumped down to Pasquina, and he is fouled. And that was all due to the penetration from Whitfield.
Yeah, I thought they were going to kick it out to Marr, who had a wide open three, but instead Jakari went with a safer pass inside. Able to get to Pasquini. Now we'll see if he can finish off from the free throws.
Pasquini's first attempts tonight. Penguins just a little bit stagnant once they had that 6-point lead.
Yeah, and it was after that media timeout, things kind of changed. He brought Marr in, and he had an impact right away. Penguins kind of got shell-shocked. Haven't seen quite the same level of intensity from them. We'll see with 4 minutes left in this first half, they can kind of turn it around and knot things up here.
Pasquini hit the first, and Hayes checked in for Ramirez. Pasquini's second attempt is good. Pioneers hitting their free throws here in the first half, 26-21. They're up 5 as Hayes comes into the front court. Now it's Taplin right wing, finds a curling Bates. Good defense though by Pasquini as he forced the kick out to Taplin. Now over to Hayes, and his pass is picked off as he tried to entry down to Lipsky. Whitfield looking up court to Greaves. Hayes all over him. Swung over to Whitfield. His 3-point attempt rims out. Rebound for Hayes. Trying to go coast to coast, and he pushed off on Greaves. Offensive foul on Matt Hayes. He was looking to create a little space, but just extended that arm out too far. That's our 10th team foul. And Schwartz Edmondson's now coming to check in.
Yeah, one of the refs had a meeting with Bates and Pasquini as they're getting a little chippy down. Just wants to kind of slow things down, calm it down, to make sure things don't elevate here early on in the first half.
Bates always brings that energy and intensity. He was a little chippy last night with one of the Cal State Stanislaus players.
And I think that's what the Penguins need. They need a little bit of an edge down low since they are a little undersized.
And Bates brings just that and a little bit of outside presence. Whitfield was on the drive and he was bumped. And it looks like it's going against Armstrong. We have a media timeout. 26-21, Pioneers up by 5. 3:49 remaining in the first half. And we'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu. Out of the media timeout. Pioneers lead it by 5, 26-21. And Whitfield's at the free throw line for 2. First attempts for Jakari.
And he sinks the first. It's Taplin, Schwartz, Edmiston, Bates, Lipsky, and the freshman Selway on the floor. Whitfield missed the second. Bates has the rebound. Taplin will bring it up. Finds Selway in the left corner. And he gets it right back to Taplin. Now Schwartz, Edmiston in the left corner. His entry to Lipsky is denied again, out of bounds. They've had a lot of trouble getting the ball down low to the big fella.
Yeah, and I think that's been a point of emphasis to try to get the ball down low, but right now just not working. You got to keep swinging around the perimeter to get easier looks for that entry, because the way Patrick's playing down low, you're not going to get it easy to the block.
George Edmiston gets his man up in the air. Nice fake. And this will be a one-and-one attempt as he got Greaves in the air and forced the contact. That's Greaves, his second. Schwartz Edmiston, we talked about it last night. He only missed one free throw, but he was 85% from the line last year. First 1-1 is good.
Yeah, the Penguins can get a stop here on the defensive side, then translate it to some points, really get some good momentum going in. Still 3 minutes left to kind of get back in there and tie things up.
And Norman checks in for Greaves for the Pioneers. Schwartz Edmiston got them both. 27-23. Selway and Taplin are in the backcourt to pressure Whitfield. He's trying to break it. Now Norman comes to help him out, and they just get it across the timeline, and he's trapped. Now finds Whitfield. Lob for Springfield on the weak side. Good catch. Puts it on the deck. He's in trouble. Oh, but slips a pass underneath the Pasquini for the slam. Great vision there by Springfield. It's 29-23.
Three Penguins went to trap. That left no one on the backside for a cutting Pasquini. He had a wide open dunk. Able to flush it down.
Taplin on the left wing. Refuses the screen from Lipsky. Barrels his way in, and a blocking foul. It was up in the air as Gus Arginal wanted to charge. And Taplin will go to the line for a one-and-one opportunity.
And the Cal State East Bay bench is really vocal on the defensive side, really helping their team out, because they are playing on the same side as their bench. So I think that's helping them get the energy of the defense up. They all wanted the charge call there. Instead, Dominique Taplin's going to the line for two more free throw attempts.
That foul was on Pasquini, his first. Taplin at the line where he's 4-for-4. Now 5-for-5. 29-24. And Jamal Ford checks in for the Pioneers, and he grabs Whitfield. And we got a wet spot on the floor. And Mike, we saw this in the first half last night. Penguins trailing for the majority, and then once it gets into the second half, that's when they've made their run.
Yeah, they can't keep relying on that, because that's a dangerous way to play basketball. And I know Coach Booker T. Harris is not happy with that kind of slow start, but a little bit more offensive efficiency here tonight at least compared to last night's game, so we'll see if that's going to keep improving throughout the season. Still early on, just their second game.
Taplin got the second. It's 29-25, 2:40 left. Norman kicks out to Marr just inside the three-point line, off the iron, and Selway has it, and it's poked out of his hands, but the Penguins will retain possession.
Now you got to get some points on the offensive side. You're playing good defense here, locking down late. Now who's going to come up and step up on the offensive side of the ball?
Taplin walks into the front court. He's checked by Norman. Finds Bates at the top of the key. Quick dribble handoff to Taplin, left side. 18 on the shot clock. Taplin gives it off to Schwartz Edmiston. Quick touch pass over to Bates. Back to Schwartz Edmiston. 10 on the clock. Penguins got a move here. Schwartz Edmiston out near half court. Puts the moves on Norman. Gets inside. Oh, and a tough layup is good by Christopher Schwartz Edmiston.
I don't know if that was the play they called all the way back at half court with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Schwartz Edmiston goes ISO and finishes with a nice layup.
29-27. Norman is trapped. Cross court pass over to Springfield. He splits the defense as the Penguins are back in the zone, off the window, and Springfield lays it in. He was able to split the defense in a tough layup. 31-27, 1:35 left in the first half. Penguins go double down screen. Schwartz Edmiston pops up, right wing, he has it.
Gets a screen from Lipsky, tries to dump it down to the big man. Nice catch up and under with the left hand and lays it in.
Athletic move down there by Lipsky. First on the catch, the pass was a little far, but he one hand grabbed and was able to patiently finish for two. Nice offense from the Penguins here on the last two possessions.
Great job by Lipsky to seal off the defender and use his body. Penguins down by a deuce. 105 remaining. Norman, free throw line extended. Now he finds Whitfield in the corner. Long three is no good. And Schwartz-Emerson's got the rebound. Bates into the front court. Dribble handoff to Selway on the left side. Trying to go right at Springfield. Left hand off the glass. It's no good. And he tried to go for the 2-for-1. Not a bad idea as 5 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock as there's 30 ticks left in the first half.
Yeah, that was a
forward.
That was a quality look, especially like you said, going 2-for-1. Got it inside, the left-handed off the glass. Just couldn't knock it down.
Norman wheeling around the baseline. He kicks out to Springfield up top. 13 on the shot clock. Puts the moves on Taplin inside and draws the foul. And this is going to go against Luke Selway on the block. Nope, it's going against Taplin. For a second, I thought it was going against Selway there.
That's what I thought, too. There's two defenders there, Selway and Taplin. Didn't know who got called for the block, but they're going to give it to Taplin. You know what makes it even weirder is Taplin's number 21, Selway number 12. So when the ref throws up the 1-2, still confused, you know? Don't know which way he's reading it.
It's a good call,
partner. I can see why you get confused there, because I was as well.
So Springfield at the line, and his first one is long. Okudibonye checks in for Patrick Maher. Springfield has one more.
And Maher got some extended minutes off the bench there due to his strong performance.
And Springfield missed them both. 15 seconds. Taplin has it. Penguins will hold for one shot. And Booker T. Harris is going to call a timeout and diagram something up. And in this huddle, what do you think Booker T. is going to draw up here?
It seems like really they've tried two different plays, either going inside to Lipsky on the post-up, or they've gone with an ISO kind of attack from either Schwartz-Emerson or Taplin. So on this play, I mean, common knowledge, or if you want to go with trends, you'd suggest one of those things. But I'm going to say they're going to try to get a flashing three in the corner from either Selway or Hayes, whoever's going to be in the game, off a driving Taplin. I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to initiate Taplin up top and try to get a three to go into the halftime in the locker room with a lead.
In the first half, the Penguins have 8 turnovers. Last night, total they had 21. So in the second half, they'll look to try to keep that number down. But on the opposing side, the Pioneers only have 5 as they've taken good care of the basketball.
Yeah, and the Pioneers only had 5 all of last game, so Penguins already matched that total for them on the defensive side.
Taplin has it off the inbound. 6 seconds. Finds Schwartz-Emerson. Now down to 3. Bates now for 3. It's good right before the half, and he drops the stank guy right in front of Pasquini. Penguins will go into the locker room up by 1. That was a deep 3 from Johnny Bates as he set the screen for Schwartz-Emerson and then popped out to the 3-point line. And a nice find from Schwartz-Emerson for the 3.
See, I said Hayes or Selway for 3, but what I forgot to mention was I also wanted to include Johnny Bates. He's been hot from 3, hit 2 last game, now gets his first one of tonight. Nice look for him to really end the half, and it's much better going to the locker room with a 1-point lead than trailing by 2. I mean, that's just common sense, but much better going to the halftime. Team feels a little bit better, a little bit something to rally on with that 3-pointer there from Bates.
And we talked about how Taplin has extended his jumper. I think Johnny Bates has too. He's been an 18 to 20 foot guy, and he can hit the 3, but now he's only missed 1 3-pointer on this season. He's attempted 6, so he's dialed in from long range.
Yeah, and he resembles kind of Draymond Green from the Warriors, a guy who likes to bang down low, a little chippy and really high-energy guy. But this year, just like Draymond did in the offseason, working on that 3-point game to kind of give his game another element here in his senior year.
It's 32-31. Penguins have rallied back, and they lead this ball game by 1 point. The leaders for the Penguins, it's Dominique Taplin with 15. And right behind him is Bates. He's got 5, 2-for-3, 1-for-1 from downtown. Penguins only 2-for-8 from 3-point land. They'll look to get that going in the second half. On the other side, it's been the freshman, Patrick Maher, with 13 points, followed by Ryan Okudebonye. One thing the Penguins have done well is they've held the Pioneers from downtown only 3-13. And if you're not hitting the three, it's good that you're holding your opposition and they're not hitting the three as well.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. We talked about in the pregame is that the Pioneers like to cast away even with those big guys. We saw it from Pasquini, saw it from Marr. Guys who are 6'6", 6'7", will stretch the floor and try to get their three-point look. So it's nice that the Penguins are kind of closing out, well aware of that scouting report, and making things difficult from three-point range for the Pioneers.
Penguins also dominating on the glass. They've out-rebounded the Pioneers by 10, 24-14. Pioneers 11 for 26 from the field. Penguins 11 for 30, but they've hit all their free throws, 8 for 8. And we'll look to see that trend continue in the second half. Temple will be on the play-by-play. It's the Penguins 32, the Pioneers 31. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu.
Left in this halftime break, the Penguins entered on a Johnny Bates three to take the lead once again, 32-31 over the Cal State East Bay Pioneers. Penguins dropped the first one last night at home to a very good Cal State Stanislaus team, 60-58. They got down early in the first half and tried to crawl their way back from a double-digit deficit, ended up losing by two on a tough. Chris Reed really took over the game, got a shot with 4 seconds left, and the Penguins couldn't answer. On the other side, Cal State East Bay beat Montana State University Billings 86-80. They led the whole way through, never had a deficit, so we'll see how they kind of answer here. Now down by one coming out of halftime. And really towards the Penguins, on the Penguins side, 8 turnovers in the first half, not as bad as last night where they had 21 total. What do you think's been kind of the change to really not take care of the ball but kind of just improve a little bit?
Well, I felt that they've protected the ball on the wing play. They've had some turnovers trying to entry down to Lipsky, but the guards have protected the basketball, and that's exactly what you want if you're Coach Booker T. Harris. Also, despite a little bit of pressure from the guards, Whitfield and also Jordan, I thought Penguin guards on the perimeter, especially when they're running the screen and roll, when those other guards for the Pioneers are coming over the top of the screens, putting heavy pressure, I think they've handled it well. Part of that reason is Dominique Taplin's been bringing the ball up a lot more, and that's also because he's not been in foul trouble. But we saw Armstrong last night in the first half bring the ball up a lot, and he's more, it looks like he's comfortable off ball. Taplin also is comfortable off ball, but I think that's to do a lot. Limiting the turnovers, get the ball in your senior leader's hands.
And Taplin has led the way here early on from the first half. Finished 4-7 from the field, 1-1 from three-pointer, and 6-6 from the line to give him 15 points already. Topping last night's total where he put up 13 points. Also chipped in 3 rebounds, so the guard doing a very good job crashing the glass. And then multiple players chipped in with some points here and there. Johnny Bates with 5. He was 1-for-1 from 3. Schwartz Evanson had 4 points. Lipsky with 4. Armstrong with 2. Bobby Johnson with 2 to round out the scoring for the Penguins. And on the other side, the Pioneers relied on the bench play. Patrick Marr, 13 points, 4-for-5 from the field. And then Okudebonye had 6 points with Pasquini 4, Jordan 3, Springfield and Greaves 2, Whitfield with 1. And the Penguins did a very good job shutting down Nick Greaves. He had 19 points last night, very good shooter. And really in the two matchups last year and the first half of this season, I mean this season's game, they've really had an eye on Greaves and really kept him in check.
They've keyed in on him. And I think a big part of that is we've seen Dominican go to their three-quarter court pressure a lot earlier than we did last night. And when you're on the wing, especially in the zone, you got to get out on shooters.
and who's ever been in the wing for the zone for Dominican has done just that, especially keying in on Greaves. But you also got to key in on Marnow because he's going pick and pop game, and he can extend the floor.
And the Pioneers from three are 3 for 13, shooting at 23%. The Penguins not much better, 2 for 8 at 25%. Penguins finished the first half shooting 36%, while the Pioneers shot 42% overall. And the Penguins doing a nice shot from the charity stripe, 8 for 8, while the Pioneers just 6 for 12, so leaving a lot of points at the charity stripe, which is not a thing that you want to do. And that's one thing I noticed last night with the Penguins. Did not shoot the ball well from the charity stripe, 13 for 22 overall, and they end up losing by 2. When you kind of look back at it and kind of reflect on how you lost the game, it's got to be from free throws. 13 for 22 is just not good enough to get a win over a good team like Cal State Stanislaus.
Down the stretch, can't turn the ball over and hit your free throws, just like you said, partner. And it's probably going to come down to that again tonight.
And coming out of the halftime break, it's going to be Matt Hayes, Ramirez, Armstrong, Lipsky, and Taplin. They're going with the same starting five. And for the Pioneers, it's Greaves, Okadabonye, Jordan, Pasquini, and Springfield. Lipsky has it at the left elbow. Fakes jumper. Goes Hayes. That's going to be a deep two. No, they're going to give him three. Missed it. Rebound followed. Bounce up into Ramirez's hands. They kick it over to Armstrong, and they get a fresh 35. Good job on the offensive glass to keep that one in play. Now Taplin will have it up top. 32-31. Penguins lead. They go right wing to Hayes. He fakes Taplin. Had him open. Doesn't like it, though. Hayes uses the pick. Gets to the right elbow. His jumper's short once again. Rebound Ramirez again on the glass, but he can't. Yes, he does. Ramirez, a nice job inside. Two offensive rebounds on that possession alone, and he was able to finish with a nice. Tries to go around him, but can't. Has to pass out to Greaves. Greaves gets to the block. He elevates and gets fouled by Armstrong. So Greaves will go to the line for two. First time we've really seen him kind of attack the rim tonight.
And he could put the ball on the deck. He's very capable of that. And you can see the Pioneers are trying to get him involved.
Greaves from the free throw line last night went 5 for 5. This will be his first free throw attempts of the night. 42-35, down by 7. The Pioneers missed the first free throw. Struggling from the line continues as they're shooting just around 50% from the charity stripe. We got 16:59 in the second half. Coach Booker T. Harris meeting with his senior captain, Dominique Taplin, in the backcourt. And he knocks down the second one. So splits the two free throws, 42-36, Penguins lead. Armstrong brings it up. He's being guarded by Greaves. Gets past half court line. Now throws it to the elbow where Ramirez attacks. Does nothing else but goes straight to the rim and gets fouled. Wasn't looking to pass. He wanted to do one thing and drive on the much bigger Patrick Marr. He does exactly what he wants to, gets the body contact, and is going to go to the line for two free throws.
He had a beautiful position right about the elbow, nice high post, and he didn't waste any time. He felt where Marr was on his body, took the shirt, turned over his right shoulder, and went to the rack.
Last season, Ramirez went 17 for 22 from the free throw line for 77%. He misses the first one, as Ramirez is not happy, as that one kind of clanked off the back rim, not what he expected from that attempt. 42-36, 16-48 now. In the second half, that one much truer and goes straight in. That's what we expect to see from the sophomore. 43-36, Jakari Whitfield races into the front court. Matt Hayes picks up Greaves in the left corner. Greaves gets double teamed. Now trying to fight his way out of it. Still keeping his dribble nicely. Now he picks it up, trapped in the corner, and a timeout forced by Arginal. That's already his second in the second half. Good defense from the Penguins to collapse there on Greaves.
Beautiful trap by Hayes and Lipsky. Didn't foul, weren't too over-aggressive, just had a nice, solid double team in the corner.
43-36, 16-35 left in this one. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Ooh, yeah. Don't you know that love is sweet? Dear mama. Place no one above your sweet. You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel forced. 30-second timeout concludes as they're going to break the huddle with Greaves, Whitfield, Springfield, Marr, and McIntosh. Whitfield can't find anyone on the inbounds pass. Has to float it up, and Taplin's there. 2-on-1. Armstrong has it left sock. Gets blocked, and one. No, just misses the finish as he's going to the line for two. Nicely done by Taplin to give it off early and let Armstrong go straight to the rim.
Athletic play from Taplin to rip that pass out of the air. And like you said, when you have the break 2-on-1, give it off early because chances are you'll get it back or
like Armstrong did, draw the contact and get himself to the free throw line.
And that's the third turnover that the Pioneers have on the baseline inbounds play. They've really struggled as they try to just float it up, but Dominique Taplin, too athletic to really just softly throw that over as Taplin started that run, and now Armstrong goes to the line. He knocks down the first one, 44-36, looking to get a 9-point lead right here, and they do as he nets the pair. Now they're going full court press as Armstrong picks up Whitfield. Matt Hayes on Greaves. This is more the man-to-man style. Haven't really seen this yet. Taplin on Springfield now as they just get past half court. Double screen for Springfield. They're going to get Marr up top. That's the play they wanted to get him a three, but nicely done by Ramirez to close out. Now he's on Greaves' three attempt. That one rims in and out. Matt Hayes skies for the rebound, and they clear. Armstrong races into the front court. Ramirez, nice reverse. Does he finish? Yes, he does. Sweet move by the sophomore. 47-36, Penguins up 11.
Twinkle toes down the baseline. I don't know how he stayed in bounds there.
Whitfield the other way, gets trapped, but the small guy pump fakes, gets Armstrong in the air. He goes over Whitfield's back, and that's going to be a foul. I believe they're going to call it on the ground, and things getting a little chippy between Armstrong and Whitfield. They're going to get a timeout here. I think it's going to be a media timeout. With 15:56 left, Penguins up 11. First double-digit lead for them. We'll see if they can keep it going at radio.dominican.edu. Get through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be all right if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Don't you know we love this week? Dear mama.
Make the bed up straight. I always stay out late. I never take you out. Ask what you're all about. I always smell like smoke.
And we're back from the Collins Center. Penguins up 11, 47-36. And it's been Dominique Taplin with 21 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal. And also chipping in will be Josh Armstrong, 6. Bates, 5. Schwartz-Emerson, 4. Lipsky, 4. The rest of the players kind of just chipping in and helping the scoring as the Penguins have built an 11-point lead. And for the Pioneers, it has been all Patrick Marr with 13 first-half points. Been held blank here in the second half, but still playing good minutes. On the inbounds play from the baseline, it's going to be Whitfield. Once again, struggling to find someone. Gets Greaves. Greaves flashes open, and they're going to call that a three. Thought his foot was on the line, but they're going to give it to him. 47-39. Big three-pointer out of the timeout.
Well, catch and fire. Wasted no time, and he had to get that over the 6'10 Lipsky. High arcing shot.
Selway comes in for the Penguins, being pressured by Whitfield. He gives it off to Taplin. Taplin, free throw line jumper, just short. And Marr gets the rebound. Whitfield racing in, gets past half court, 4-on-1, gives it off to Greaves. Greaves, 3-point attempt, and he's fouled by a closing Schwartz-Edmonston. And Greaves will go to the line for 3 free throws. And he did one thing, catch and shoot once again.
That's a tough call on Schwartz-Edmonston, but you have to let the shooter land, come straight down, and Schwartz-Emerson undercut him just a bit.
Going into the timeout, the Penguins had all the momentum, up double digits. The Pioneers answer with a quick three-pointer, nice defensive stop, and then Greaves going to the line for 3 more right here. He had 19 points last night in the win over Montana State Billings, and he misses the first free throw. We don't see that much from Greaves, their best free throw shooter last season, 5-for-5 in the first game yesterday. He's already missed 2 here early on in just his 4th attempt right now. Second one also rims in and out, and Greaves not happy with himself. And you think that the Pioneers can kind of work their way back in it with the quick three, then you get 3 free throw attempts, but if he comes up empty here, Penguins once again will have all the momentum. Greaves, third attempt, that one is good. So he gets 1 out of 3, not as bad as it could have been for the Penguins, 47-40, they lead. Selway being pressured in the backcourt by Whitfield, moves his feet extremely well, picks up dribble, gives it off to Lipsky. Backdoor cut, no. Taplin comes back out to get it. He's on the left wing. They go inside to the rolling Lipsky. Lipsky forces a pass, stolen by Greaves. And Ramirez, no, it's going to be out of bounds on Greaves. So the Penguins will keep the ball.
Well, Marr and McIntosh put a quick double team on Lipsky, and he tried to find Ramirez cutting backdoor. Good awareness by the Pioneers in Springfield to get a hand on it.
Penguins looking for that first win as they lost a tough one against Cal State Stanislaus by two last night. Right now up by seven over the 1-0 Pioneers. Taplin clears out. He's going to try to go ISO on Springfield. They give it over to Schwartz Emerson, right wing. He fakes on Greaves. Three-pointer up and no, just missed it. Fight for the rebound. Springfield's the one who gets it. Now he races into the front court. They go Greaves on the three-point line. He gets all the way to the block. Misses the shot. Nice rebound by Ramirez. Reach in by Greaves. They pick it, and Marr has it thrown off Taplin. Penguins get it. Taplin looking to race now. He slows things down as the play kind of getting a little too fast. Selway drives all the way to the paint. Gives out Taplin. Taplin free throw line. Now all the way to the block. He hangs, elevates, finishes. Dominique Taplin once again uses the body and finishes. Nice strength from him. And he puts in two more points with a chance to add another one at the stripe.
Created the contact. Went right into the chest of McIntosh. And I have not seen a player better than Dominique Taplin that can take contact and finish so well. This is his fourth and one tonight.
49-40. Penguins lead with a chance to make it double digits on this free throw from Taplin. He's 7-for-7 from the stripe. And that eighth free throw missed. Of course, I jinxed it, but nice rebound by Selway. Elevates and gets it out to Taplin. They got a 5-on-3 if they want to take it, but no, instead, Bates is going to settle it down and give it up to Schwartz Emerson.
That's a good decision by Bates.
Nice rebound by the freshman hustling off the missed free throw from Taplin. So it's 49-40 still with 14-20 in the second half left. And then Ornera sets a pick. He gets the ball over to Taplin. They go inside to Bates. Bates out to Selway. Selway trying to drive on Marr. He gets it in between his legs, loses handle, gives it off to Bates. Now Bates picked. Ugly possession there for the Penguins as nothing really got going. Whitfield on the right side. Races past half court. He tries to fake Schwartz Emerson. Greaves, not the guy you want to leave open, and that's why. Knocks down a three. And we said how good they did, how well of a job they did in the first half containing Greaves, but he's kind of got off here in the second half, keeping the Pioneers in it.
That was a freshman mistake. That was Selway. He lost his man.
49-43. Ornera pressured as Taplin tries to get the handoff. Springfield tried to deny him, but Taplin gets it anyway. 18 on the shot clock, 13:38 in the game clock. They give it over Schwartz Emerson, left wing. They use a Johnny Bates pick. Schwartz Emerson. Pick pop. No, they give it inside to Bates. Bates fakes shot. 8 on the shot clock. Ornera, open three. Oh, in and out. That would have brought the house down. Nice rebound by Selway. Selway elevates, and his first 2 points as a Penguin. Nice rebound by Selway inside. Finishes for two.
Going up strong after he rips down the board.
51-43. 13-13 in the second half. Jakari Whitfield loses handle. Penguins try to pick up. Whitfield still has it. He picks up dribble, fake shot, go right wing Springfield. Springfield uses the screen to now go over Whitfield. Deep three, short. Who gets the rebound? It's going to be Selway. Selway doing a very good job as a guard on the glass here. And Dominique Taplin will slow things down in the front court.
And you can just see now, Selway has just got a shot of confidence.
Going up top to Ornera. Coming off the screen, Taplin. Taplin's going to look to get in the paint. No, gives it off to Bates. Bates over to right wing, Selway. Selway, can he drive on a much shorter Whitfield? I'd post Selway up. Instead, they go to Schwartz Emerson, left wing. 6 on the shot clock. Bates up top. 4 on the shot clock. Schwartz Emerson fakes. 2 on the shot clock. He drives, elevates, and rolls in off the front of the rim. Penguins have all the momentum. 53-43. They lead by double digits again.
What presence of mind from Schwartz Emerson not to force it, to realize he still had 3 seconds on the shot clock, and he knifed his way in. Tough acrobatic layup.
Can they dig in defensively? It's in the corner with Springfield. Do they trap Selway doing a nice job as Springfield once by gets by him? Whitfield, up top Greaves, that's the shooter. He's going to go up for it, and he's off the back rim. Who's going to get the rebound? It goes right into the hands of the Pioneer. He spin moves and gets fouled on the ground by Selway. Questionable call. The column center doesn't like it. You can hear it in the microphone getting boos, but I don't know what the foul was on. It was the newly entered. Who was that down low?
Kyle Frakes down low.
Kyle Frakes, the sophomore, really just picked up the ball, and they called a very quick whistle foul there, and that's a 16 foul, so not going to the line for it, but still not a foul that you want to see, as it was a kind of a tic-tac foul, and that's going to be the third on the Penguin. They're going to call that on. That's Carl Ornera, his third foul, and not what you want to see from the big man who's given some good minutes to the Penguins off the bench.
And Frakes kind of got caught in no man's land and was lucky to get bailed out there, but after Greaves hit the three, Selway comes back, gets a bucket on a great offensive rebound, and then Schwartz Emerson goes into the lane. Two great possessions for the Penguins, and you got to be happy right now, up 10.
Yeah, extremely well said there. And I think the Penguins carrying all the momentum. Nice home crowd showing here in just the second game of the season. And they will be back for some more Igloo action. And I know the girls will be back on Tuesday taking on East Bay as well. So kind of a Dominican versus East Bay little early season scheduling. But then the next home game for the men will be Saturday, November 22nd against Simon Fraser, team from Canada, I believe, coming out at 7 p.m. So make sure you tune in at radio.dominica.edu for that one. But here, the task at hand, beating the Pioneers for the third time in 2 years, up 10, 53-43, 11:55 in the first half. Leading the way, Taplin's 23 points, and Armstrong chipping in six alongside Schwartz Edmonston. For the Pioneers, they have two 13-point scorers, and that's Greaves, who's come along in the second half, and also Patrick Marr with his 13. Off the baseline, inbound play. They go to Jordan, who just entered. Now up top to Marcus Norman. Norman picks up dribble, goes Jordan, left side, uses a fake screen. Now Pasquini, he's 13 feet behind the three-point line, gives it off into Springfield, now swung over to Norman. Norman tries to drive on Taplin, goes behind the back, elevates for a tough jumper, missed. Who chases down the rebound? It's Dominique Taplin, the do-it-all point guard.
He contested the shot and then went to go snatch the rebound.
Now on the other side, Hayes races into the front court. Three ball from Schwartz, Emerson faked. Now Ornair, Bates swung around the perimeter as they slow things down. They have a double-digit lead, no need to rush here. Taplin takes control, right wing Schwartz, Emerson. Up top to Maddie Hayes. Left side, Taplin comes to get it. Now Bates, just swinging around the perimeter, 10 on the shot clock. They go right wing, Matt Hayes. Matt Hayes uses an Ornair screen. Six on the shot clock, wide open three. Bang, bang, you know what it is. Matt Hayes gets his first one of the night, and they're up 13.
And he threw up his hands as to say, finally. And a great screen from Ornair, and Hayes got his feet set and knocked it down.
Penguins trying to put the dagger in the Pioneers here and get their first win of the season. Norman has it right wing, goes to the Pasquini. They pass it left wing, Springfield. Springfield driving on Taplin, no, gives it off, swung around perimeter. Jordan, his three to answer, missed, rebound. Taplin knocks it and gets it. No, it's going to go out of bounds as Taplin elevated, hit it with his left hand, and it went out of bounds. So the Pioneers will keep it. And checking in for the Pioneers is going to be for the first, no, it's Kyle Frakes. I don't know why the announcer said that. He's been in, but we'll hang with him here. He does a great job for the Penguins. And almost a five-second call as they force it into Frakes. Frakes almost travels an ugly start here. 31 on the shot clock as it did reset since Taplin couldn't grab the rebound. Springfield drives on Taplin. Nice spin move, gets in the paint. Misses the bunny layup. Taplin gets the rebound. He passes it to himself, and that's going to be called a travel. As Taplin never really had possession, but then kind of uses fingertips to tip it out, trying to look for Matt Hayes. And they're going to call an inadvertent whistle. So the Penguins will have it. Yeah, inadvertent whistle. Okay. I thought it was a travel because he threw it to himself, kind of like you do in soccer. You kick it far ahead and then try to chase it down. Instead, Taplin has it up top, 56-43. And that's a bad pass. Norman steals it. Springfield races into the front court. Elevates, but blocked by Taplin, but right in the hands of Norman. That could have been huge, but Johnny on the spot. Norman puts it in to get 2 points.
Great block by Taplin to make up for his mistake, but Norman, good hustle. Found himself with the basketball and put it in.
Taplin has leaps, and we saw that all of last year. The first real glimpse of it here early on. Schwartz Edmonston gets called. Now they're going to call a reach-in foul by Jordan. That's going to be his fourth foul in the corner. Trying to hound Schwartz Edmonston, who had the rock. Schwartz Edmonston faked left and was able to get the reach-in call there from Jordan.
And Jordan is a great defender, and you like to stay sound, and maybe you can get a quick pickpocket on Schwartz Edmonston, but you're one of the best perimeter defenders on your team. You got to realize you got three fouls. You can't reach there.
Selway had an open look at a three, but instead decides to pick up dribble, gives it to Ornair inside. Ornair on the block, hook shot, nice and smooth. Ornair goes righty hook shot to knock it down.
He's smooth. I like to see him do that more. You know he can stroke it from outside, but get him down low beautifully. Well executed by the Penguins.
58-45, Norman takes it himself, gets the foul call, and we're going to have a technical on the Penguins as well. Not what you want to see, so they're going to the line for four free throws now because it's going to be the first two on the shot and then the next two on the technical.
Is that on Bates?
And they're going to call the first foul on Selway, which is on the shot, so that's two free throws. And the technical is going to go on 45, Johnny Bates. So he picks up the tech. Not when you want to see when you're up double digits, given the Pioneers free chances at points here.
I'll get four free throws. I didn't see what happened. I just saw a player tumble over Bates and hit the deck.
Must have been a little push. But knowing Bates, he probably didn't push. We're just going to say bad whistle. We're going to say another inadvertent whistle over here. So they will be going to the line for four free throws. 58-45, a chance to cut it within 9 points. First one from Norman, knocked down, the 6'1 junior from Texas. He doesn't look 6'1, but I guess they shade him three or four inches on the roster. He misses the second free throw, so now it will be going to line for two more because of the technical, and they will be able to keep the ball as well. So we're kind of not what you want to see when you're leading. Third free throw knocked down. It's kind of like when practice, when you just get to end the day on 10 free throws. This is kind of what Norman's getting just by himself. His fourth free throw here, second on the technical knockdown. So he goes three or four from the line. Score now 58-48. And they will get the ball. Checking in for the Pioneers is Nick Grease, taking the spot of Jordan.
And Gus Arginal has not been able to play Jordan and Greaves at the same time on the floor.
And they were weapons last night, as Jordan did it on the glass and Greaves did it in the score sheet in terms of points. Springfield brings it up for the Penguins as they went backcourt now into the front court. Norman left side. He's been good off the bench for the Pioneers. Drives on Matt Hayes, and Matt Hayes called with a reach-in foul. So once again, Norman will be going to the line for a 1-1.
And Matt played great defense. He cut him off towards the baseline, and he bumped him. That caused Norman to go backwards a little bit, and then Matt wanted to go for the pickpocket and just extended his arm right when Norman went to the crossover, and he hit his arm.
Looks like Matt Hayes got cut on the nose. It's bleeding from kind of his lip or nose region. Couldn't see quite where it comes in, so he comes out. Checking in for the Penguins will be Lipsky, Ramirez, and Schwartz-Edmondson, taking the spot of Bates and Orner. So on the Penguins, the five will be Selway, Schwartz-Edmondson, Lipsky, Armstrong, and Ramirez. 10-point lead. Things getting tense here in the Collins Center, second game of the season. And we're going to have a lane violation on the Pioneers, and that was Okadabunye, who just checked in. He's going to get the lane violation, and the Penguins kind of skate off easily there. Could have been dangerous, a 5-point possession, but instead just three. Now with the rock on the baseline, and checking in for the Pioneers will be Marr, taking the place of Okadabunye. Coach Arginal can't be happy with that lane violation from him. And the Pioneers pick up full court press. It's going to be man-to-man press here as Armstrong breaks it by himself. Goes around the back to do it. So he's picked up by Springfield. Right wing, Schwartz-Edmondson. Fakes right. Almost gets the rolling Ramirez. Instead, he keeps it. Gets all the way to the block. Fakes and gets fouled hard by Greaves as the Penguins race to pick him up and help him there. And he's going to the line for two more free throws.
Schwartz-Edmondson is always under control. He was hounded in the lane, and he didn't go up with it. Used the shot fake. One of the best Penguin players using the shot fake. Got Greaves in the air and drew the contact.
And that's on the scoreboard listed as Greaves' fourth foul. And that could be a huge development as he's one of their best three-point shooters. So he's going to have to come out, and Whitfield will check in for him. Schwartz-Edmondson knocks down the first free throw, 59-48. Penguins looking to go back up by 12. It's Schwartz-Edmondson, their best free throw shooter from last season. He misses the second, and the rebound goes to the Pasquini from the Pioneers. Springfield passes half court, takes it all the way to the elbow, now pulls back. Selway making him go left. Instead, Springfield wants to go right, so he does. Picked up by Lipsky, now gives it off to Norman. That's going to be a travel. Thought before he moved, took three steps, and Norman not happy. He gets a travel call. Penguins back with the ball. 8:50 left, and Penguins looking for that first win to kind of split this tournament. As Cal State Stanislaus 2-0, Montana State Billings 0-2, Pioneers and Penguins still yet to be determined, but they both could be 1-1 with a Penguin win here. Schwartz-Edmondson drives, push off, not called. Now he gets up in the air, and it's going to be on the floor, but it will be 1-1 as it's the Pioneers' seventh team foul.
Got Norman up in the air again. The shot fake is critical.
And you don't see it enough in today's game. You see how dangerous it could be. Norman, just last possession, got tricked with it. This time, once again, Schwartz-Edmondson uses the same exact shot fake, and Norman tricked twice. He's going to go to the line for two more free throws. Actually, just one because it's 1-1. They called it on the ground.
Coach Bobby Knight said, if you don't shot fake, I'm not going to play you. I won't even recruit you if you don't use the shot fake.
Nicely said. You can't argue with Coach Knight.
Not at all.
You might disagree with his chair throwing, his crazy antics, but his coaching style always produced wins and great basketball IQ players. Schwartz-Evanston goes to the line, knocks down two, lead 61-48 as Whitfield has it, being pressured by Selway. They give it off Springfield, still having crossed half court. Springfield a left-handed pass to Whitfield as they just now get it past half. Norman left side, up top to Pasquini. He picks up dribble over to Norman. Inside to Marr, trying to post up Lipsky. He goes hook shot, missed. Rebound tipped out to Norman. Norman now drives into the paint. Whitfield three, they need it. It's up, and it's good. Whitfield, the senior from Alameda, knocks it down. 61-51, once again, a 10-point game. Time ticking off, though, for the Pioneers. There's just 7:58 left in this one. Double-digit lead. Armstrong has it up top, about 25 feet from the hoop. He's going to use a Ramirez screen, get some head of steam going towards the paint. Doesn't pass. Well, yes, he does. He gets cut off, but it's going to be first a call on. Couldn't see what the call was there. Did you see the call? I was blocked by Coach Booker T. Harris, but I'm assuming it was not a foul because it wasn't a personal foul. I'm going to call it maybe
hand
a travel.
Hand check on Norman.
Okay, hand check on Norman. So they're going to the line for 1-on-1. Thank you, partners. That's the 8th team foul, Norman's second foul. So the Penguins out of the media timeout. We'll be going to the stripe, up 10 points, 7:46 in the second half, and we'll be back at radio.dominica.edu. Penguins up 61-51. Just got the stat sheet, and all 10 of the Penguins who have entered this game have scored points. Of course, led by Dominique Taplin with 23 and 7 rebounds. Chipping in with 6 is Armstrong with his 4 rebounds as well. And on the other side, the Pioneers from that first half of Patrick Maher has 13. Nick Greaves with a great second half have 13. The rest spread around with under 6 points. So it wasn't a foul called. Instead, it was a out of bounds. So instead, the Pioneers will have the ball down 10, looking to cut it into single digits.
They're saying a push off on Armstrong.
I think it was out of bounds. We'll see. Whitfield has it. He uses the screen from Pasquini. Now Pasquini gives it back to Whitfield. Whitfield at the free throw line. Pasquini's three. Once again, all rim just in and out, and a nice rebound by Armstrong. And the guards for the Penguins rebound extremely well. They are 1-2 right now in this game for rebounds on the team. Armstrong has it right wing. He shoots away the offense, trying to go ISO. Instead, gives off to Selway. Selway drives, left elbow, picks up dribble, goes Ramirez. Ramirez now up top to Schwartz-Evanston, 30 feet from the hoop. They're going to go Lipsky screen, pick and roll game. Schwartz-Evanston has it. He keeps it, goes all the way inside. Nice fake out, misses the layup, though. Beautiful move, just couldn't get the finish, and the rebound goes to Pasquini. Whitfield, fastly into the front court, gives off to Springfield. Springfield over to Norman. Norman drives, gets to the paint, elevates, gets fouled by Lipsky, and Norman once again will go to the line for 2 free throws.
Oh, Norman drawing the body contact, going inside. Lipsky looked like he was straight up, but Norman went right into his chest, and he'll earn the 2 free throws.
Cal State East Bay, the Pioneers enter this game 1-0. They beat Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 86-80 last night. They never trailed in that game, and they shot 52% from the field. They had 5 players chip in with double figures. Tonight, kind of a different story, as 2 players have led the way in terms of scoring. It's been Greaves and Patrick Maher, as the Penguins have kind of locked down on the second and third scorers for the Pioneers. Penguins struggled in the first half, lost 60-58 last night to a team that went to the Sweet 16 in the overall NCAA tournament, to the Cal State Stanislaus. So a very good competition, to which they lost by 2. Tonight, they're up by 9 right now as the first free throw knocked in, 61-52. Coach Booker T. Harris looking for that 50th win in just his 4th season. He's really transformed this Penguin program into a real winner over the last couple of years. Norman nets the pair. Lead shrinking But still, so is the time. 6:40 left in this one. Armstrong brings up, being pressured by Norman. Riding him the whole way, Armstrong brings it back out by the three-point line. Now uses the Ramirez screen. Armstrong still has it. He tries to go all the way inside, picks up dribble, elevates, and finishes for two. He would not be denied on that possession as Armstrong shows and flexes his muscle. Nice job inside. Lead back up to 10.
Well, 6'3 Armstrong going up strong over the 6'1 Norman, and he was poised down low on the block.
Whitfield kicks over to Springfield. Now Springfield brings it up top. Pasquini over Norman. Norman right wing. You know what he likes to do? He likes to get in the paint. Instead, pass it over to Whitfield. Whitfield, corner three, miss. Pasquini tip in, rebound, gets fouled, and he's going to the line for two as the shot was just rimmed in and out. And Pasquini will take his shot from the charity stripe. And they're going to call that foul on Schwartz Emmonson, his third foul. And tonight from the line, Pioneers have struggled, 12 for 24 overall. Pasquini, on the other hand, is 2 for 2 now, 3 for 3. So he's been one of the few Pioneers been able to knock him down from the stripe. 63-54. Pasquini's second free throw missed. Lipsky gets the rebound. Tries to clear it. It's pressured by Marr. He does to Armstrong. 5:58 left in this one. Penguins trying to close it out, but they're really just holding on. Armstrong once again drives, and he's hand-checked by Norman. So Armstrong really go in isolation the last two possessions, and it will earn him a trip to the stripe as he'll be a 1-1.
He's got a little bit of a mismatch. Norman might be a little bit quicker, but Armstrong has definitely used his strength to body him inside.
And that's Norman's third foul. So coming in for him will be Greaves, who has four fouls. So we'll see if Armstrong tries to do the same thing and take advantage of Greaves with his four fouls and kind of get him out of the game here with just 5 minutes left. Armstrong's front end of the 1-1, knocked down. Need to make your free throws when you're winning like this to close out games. It's what they did all of last season. A veteran leaded team with a lot of seniors were able to win close games because of their free throw shooting. The back end of the 1-1 missed. So he splits a pair, 64-54. Pioneers have it, left side Springfield. He drives on Armstrong, gets all the way to the paint, and they're going to call a continuation. Yes, so Springfield gets the basket, going to the line for one more as Armstrong couldn't quite move his feet quick enough. They're going to call the body foul and one. Springfield going to the line for one more.
Penguins drop back into that 1-3-1 zone, and Springfield was able to beat it. Penguins couldn't set up, and that was a long continuation, partner.
I thought so, too. That's why I had to wait and see what the ref was going to call. They do call the continuation. Now the line for one, and they finish off the three-point play. 64-57, lead dwindling. Time at 5:41 in this one. Penguins are going to have to hold on in front of a packed house in just their second home game. Armstrong beams it across half court. He goes right wing over Taplin. Taplin looks to drive. The scoring leader goes all. Instead, they're going to call a push-off foul. Don't see how that was called. Taplin a little heated, rightfully so. And the coach, Booker T. Harris, is going to have to take a timeout as the momentum has changed here in the Collins Center. 64-57. Stanislaus has the ball. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with the conclusion of this second half. Out of the timeout, it's Springfield inbounding the ball to Whitfield. 5:28 left in this one. Penguins trying to hold on. 64-57. They drop back into that zone. It's Selway guarding Pasquini. He gives it over to Whitfield, left wing. They try to get inside to Marr, but Taplin does a nice job denying the intro pass. Instead, it goes over Greaves. Greaves has the wide open look, and you know what he does. Knocks it down. You can't leave a shooter like that open. 64-60, Penguins up just four.
And there were two Pioneers to the side of Taplin. It was Whitfield and Greaves, so Taplin had to choose, and he left too much space for Greaves.
Taplin going to try to do it himself up top. It looks like he's going up for an isolation instead. Gives it over Schwartz Emerson, right wing. He fakes right, goes left, picks up dribble. Gives it over to Taplin. Taplin left wing, 10 on the shot clock. Now Selway up top to Schwartz Emerson, calling for a screen. 7 on the shot clock. Deep three. They need it. Just missed it. Rebound, Pasquini. And the Pioneers look to push. They got numbers. 3-on-2. Jakari Whitfield goes right wing. Greaves wanted the three, but nice closeout defense instead. Whitfield shoots a three. Kind of ambitious there as Schwartz Emerson gets the rebound.
That's not what you want if you're Gus Arginal. Quick trigger from three. You can get that at any time in the shot clock.
64-60. Now 4:15 left in this one. It's going to come down to the wire like it always does. Schwartz Emerson up top. Goes Selway. The freshman getting a lot of minutes here. Lipsky inside at the block. Elevates. Blocked by Marsh. Schwartz Emerson has it. He gets met up top and gets a foul. Schwartz Emerson, good job by the guard to stay there and go up hard against Greaves, I think it was. That could be Greaves' fifth foul. If they call it on him, they are going to call it on Greaves. So Greaves will be exiting this game. That's his fifth foul. And that's a huge loss. No, they're going to call it on 24. Okay, I was getting excited there as it's going to go on Marr, his second foul. Thought Greaves was going to go out of the game because he's the one who elevated, but I guess they're going to call it on the body for Marr. Instead, it's going to be Schwartz Emerson going to the line for two free throws, and his first one short. Need to get more legs behind that as Matt Hayes checks in for Selway. The freshman gave him a lot of good minutes off the bench. Now they're going to go to Matt Hayes, who right before he exited hit a huge three for the Penguins. Schwartz Emerson, his back end of the two free throws, rattles in. 65-60. Checking in for Schwartz Emerson will be Ornair. Try to get more size to get this rebound down low. So Pasquini enters the ball to Whitfield. 4 minutes left in this one. Penguins up 5. Looking for that first win. Whitfield left wing. They go inside to Marr. He's been held scoreless in the second half. Swung around perimeter. Three-point line, Greaves. Not the guy you want to leave. Open, misses that one. Fortunate break for the Penguins as Greaves had another wide-open look, but the rebound goes to Hayes, and Penguins have it. Penguins at 10 team fouls. Pioneers at 9, so every foul from here on out will be double bonus. Ornair up top, goes Taplin. Taplin right wing over to Hayes. Hayes fakes, trying to waste some time off the shot clock. 15 on the shot clock. They go right wing over to Hayes. Hayes fakes right, goes left, uses the Lipsky screen. His three, can they get it? No, just misses it. Lipsky, nice rebound inside. The big bird goes up strong, finishes for two. The big 5-5 inside finishes 67-60. Penguins now need to lock in defensively. Whitfield tries to answer quickly, using his speed to get around Ornair. Three, ball from Springfield. In the corner, missed. Air ball, rebound Taplin. Good defensive stop by the Penguins. 2:55 left. Penguins get a basket here. It could be tough for the Pioneers to come back. They go left wing Hayes. Hayes over to Ornair. Right wing Ramirez. Now Taplin on the wing. He's trying to get inside Lipsky. They deny the pass. Goes swinging around the perimeter. Ramirez. Ramirez left wing. Now up top Ornair. Just swinging around. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Cycle it. Taplin has it. He drives one-on-one. Ornair, big three. If it goes, just misses. Matt Hayes tries to get the rebound. Whitfield chases down. Throws it. Patrick Marr catches it, and Lipsky gets called on the reach-in. So Marr will be going to the line for two, and he was 80 feet from the hoop. Not a good foul by the Penguins, even though you got to like the aggressiveness to try to get that ball back. Just not a smart foul for the Penguins. Stops the clock, 2:26 left, and we're going to have immediate timeout. Penguins up 7, 67-60, and we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu.
So different and so new, was like any other.
And in the Collins Center, we're locked in on a tight one here. 67-60, Pioneers going to the line for two free throws. It will be Marr at the stripe. He was 3-for-4 in the first half. This one knocked down, so now 4-for-5. 14 points on the game. That's his first of the second half. Penguins try to get a late sub in. Not awarded as Marr already had the ball. His second free throw knocked down, so gets the pair out of the timeout. 67-62, 2:25 left. Schwartz-Emmonson comes in for the offense. Ornair comes out. So on the court for the Penguins, they're going Bates, Hayes, Taplin, Schwartz-Emmonson, and Ramirez. Let's see how much they can waste off the clock here with 2:20 left. Matt Hayes has it left wing, uses the Ramirez screen, wanted to go inside instead. Bates has it right wing. Now dribble handoff to Schwartz-Emmonson, swung over to Matt Hayes, left wing. Johnny Bates atop the three-point line. Fakes three. Marr tries to come out. Now picks up his dribble. Taplin, right wing. 10 on the shot clock. 2 minutes on the game clock. Taplin drives. He almost slips. Gets it out to Schwartz-Emmonson. Fake three. Mid-range jumper. Just misses. Rebound by Bates. Bates gets blocked. Going up for it. Schwartz-Emmonson chases down the loose ball. Reset the clock. And 33 on the shot clock. 1:48. And the Penguins milk it down here. Up by five. Left wing Ramirez. Up top, Matt Hayes. Right wing over to Bates. One more basket could be the dagger. They go left wing. Schwartz-Emmonson uses a pick from Bates. Schwartz-Emmonson has it now, being guarded by Greaves. Taplin up top. 10 on the shot clock. He's going to look to drive. Uses a pick from Bates. Taplin has it. Free throw line. Left block. Fadeaway jumper short. Offensive rebound again. Matt Hayes chases it down. Wild pass. May want to call a timeout, and he does. Booker T. Harris saw the same exact thing that I saw as they're getting trapped. A nice timeout by the Penguins, and two offensive boards on that possession keeps things alive for the Penguins. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the second half. You're up by five with the ball. Shot clock at 31. What's the plan of attack here for the Penguins, Mr. Schwann?
Well, what I've noticed is you got Jakari Whitfield on Matt Hayes, so there's a little bit of a mismatch there. But anytime you can get a pick and roll opportunity with Dominique Taplin, you can never go wrong. And there's 2:25 left, and the Penguins still have the basketball with 1:15 remaining. That's some crucial offensive rebounding.
The guards are doing an extremely strong job of rebounding down low. It was first Schwartz-Emmonson, then Matt Hayes with the board. Great job by the guards to really crash the boards, keep the possession with them. Now 5-point lead, like we said, 1 minute and 15 seconds left in this one. 31 on the shot clock. Might be time to foul soon if the Pioneers can't get a stop here. Dominique Taplin up top, being pressured heavily by Springfield. They go right wing over to Matt Hayes, pressured by Jakari Whitfield. Now up top to Taplin. 24 on the shot clock, 107 on the game clock. Taplin gives it off right wing, Matt Hayes. Matt Hayes drives right, gets all the way to the block. Picks up his dribble, goes Schwartz-Emmonson at three-point line. Schwartz-Emmonson gets into the paint. He goes up for two, misses. Rebound by Pasquini. Don't want to foul. 54 on the game clock. 67-62. Springfield on the right wing. They need a basket, and they need it quickly. Greaves fakes three. He drives. Gets to the right elbow. Mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound from Ramirez. Taplin gets it. They kick it over to Matt Hayes. Matt Hayes smartly doesn't go deep. He's trapped in the backcourt, and it will be a foul with 37.8 seconds left.
Great awareness from when Ramirez got the rebound, quickly got it to the senior leader Taplin, and then Taplin tried to play keep away and get it up to Hayes. Well executed.
They were able to chip off about 7 seconds there just because of the great basketball IQ of the Penguins. 67-62 with 37.8 seconds left. Matt Hayes to the line for two free throw attempts. He spins the ball. Two big free throws here. Need to make the first one, get that confidence, and he rims it in and out. That one, thought it was all the way down, but it bounces back out. So lead still at five.
Still a two-possession game.
Now got to clear the mind after that first miss and really adjust here to make the second one. 67-62, Matt Hayes, his second free throw in. That one true. Now lead up to six. Pasquini will be inbounding the ball as the no one really grabbed it. Some refs like to call that a 5 second there if no one's going to grab it. Instead, Pasquini will inbound it. They go Whitfield off the screen. Whitfield races into the front court. He's looking to shoot. Gets into the paint. Picks up dribble. Pasquini over to Springfield. They're wasting a lot of time here. 30 on the clock. Inbound. In the paint. And misses the shot. Rebound, Johnny Bates. And that could be the ice if they make a free throw down here. 25.6 seconds left. 68-62. Penguins lead.
That was great defense. Whitfield was smart, tried to go to the 10, but Taplin with outstanding defense cut him off, forced the kick out.
Penguins playing good defense on the perimeter, forced a tough shot, and Bates was there for the board.
Yeah, two extremely quick guards there in Whitfield and Taplin going head on head there. Really, Whitfield drive, had to pick up his dribble and force a tough shot from Springfield on the right mid-range jumper. Johnny Bates did a very good job rebounding. Now we're going to see what he can do, try to close out this game at the stripe. He makes the first one. Bates, a very good free throw shooter for his size. On the day, that's his first attempt, but he knocks it down. 7-point lead with 25.6 seconds left. Coach Booker T. Harris, 25 seconds away from that 50th career win at Dominican. He misses the back end. Not a bad thing because it wastes more time. Racing into the front court. Springfield over Whitfield, left wing. Whitfield three, they need it. Miss. Rebound, Matt Hayes, and fouled once again. 16.9 seconds, and the Penguins on their way to their first win of the season. 69-62, Booker T. Harris gathering his troops as only Matt Hayes is going to the line. The rest meeting with him on the sideline.
That was good defense by Schwartz Edmondson on Whitfield. Tough step back three, left it way long, and Hayes was there on the opposite side for the board.
And in crunch time, the Penguins really locked down and made some tough shots for the Pioneers. You saw really Greaves didn't have any open looks with like 2 minutes left. Whitfield couldn't get an open look, and also Springfield was really having to force up shots. So good job by the Penguin defense here to try to close it out. They make both free throws, 71-62, 15 seconds left. Whitfield has it, gives it off to Pasquini. They need it three, rimmed in and out. Rebound Schwartz Edmondson. They decide not to foul, and that's going to do it. Coach Booker T. Harris with his 50th win at Dominican. The Penguins 1-1 in the tournament, and they beat a very good Cal State East Bay team for the third time in 2 years.
Well, we talked to Booker T on Wednesday, and he just said, I want to get the 50th out of the way. He wanted to do it last night, but tonight was a good win. And that was great poise by the Penguins. Down the stretch, made their free throws, got stops. That's what we're used to seeing, and they come out with the victory.
First one, always the hardest to get of the season. They get it out of the way here in the second home game. They dropped a tough one to Cal State Stanislaus by 2 points. They rebounded nicely today and shot extremely well from the field to get 71 points, winning by nine, 71-62 over the Pioneers. And they will be in action later on next week. And it's going to be a game against Cal State Monterey Bay on Wednesday, November 19th at 7 p.m. That's on the road. And then the next home game will be Saturday against Simon Fraser at 7 p.m. You can tune in to radio.dominican.edu to hear that one. Also, the girls' basketball team, who just got off a tough loss against a very good Chico State team under new head coach Tim Lacoste, will be in the Collins Center on Tuesday taking on the Pioneers from East Bay. We've talked to Coach Lacoste. We've talked to a couple of the ladies on the team. What's your kind of expectations for the squad this year coming to their first home game on Tuesday?
Well, Lacoste is very serious. He's got one concern, and that's to win. So he's challenging the Penguins at a conference, so when they get in the conference play, they'll be ready to go. And I think as the season prolongs, the Penguins will get better and better, and I think we could see them fighting for a conference tournament bid.
And that's exactly what they're going to have in mind. And their home schedule starts on Tuesday against the Pioneers, a team they struggled against last year. So we'll see what kind of adjustments they make under new head coach and with some new fresh faces here coming to play for the Penguins. On the men's side, they're 1-1. Got a huge victory over the Pioneers, 71-62, and they'll be back on Saturday against Simon Fraser. For Mike Temple and Alex Swan, we bid adieu as the Penguins win at radio.dominican.edu. It's such a guy.